Associate Professor Dan Hikaroa is a wonderful character and a welcome guest. He's from Auckland University, but he's also involved with UNESCO as the Commissioner for Culture, Pōhiringa, Māori Advisory, the Climate Change Commission. And he is either giving or has given his keynote presentation, Water is a Taonga, at this week's Water New Zealand Conference. Dan's in for a kōrero about that taonga, and I welcome you once again to our program. Dan, tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale. O te rā, kia koutou katoa e whakarongo mai ana. Nei rā te mihi.
Tēnā koe, nei rā te mihi, kia koe te rangatira. Hey, Dan, have you already delivered your kōrero? Is that coming up?
Kao, in about 15, 20 minutes.
All right, well, hot off the press with Dan Hikaroa. Okay, mate, you're just talking about our need to stand up for what we believe in. Seems like everywhere we turn, we're getting hammered politically. And water, well, it is a taonga. I guess you didn't have to reach too far to find that headline for your kōrero today, Dan, because that's what our people absolutely believe. Kōrero mai, tell us some of the aspects of what you'll be sharing in your presentation later this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. And I think the idea that water is a taonga is something fundamental and makes absolute sense to us. But sadly, that kind of framing and thinking was completely absent in the infrastructure and the management and kind of the mindsets behind water in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So what I'm trying to do at this conference that's focused on, you know, getting water to us and safe water to us and getting the water away, is just say, hey, maybe team, when we're struggling so much, when our infrastructure is failing and aging, maybe if we switch it up a little bit, if we see water as a taonga, as something we value, as something we love, as something that we whakapapa to, what kind of prospects might that bring?
It's a bit of a hot topic too, because perhaps we should be asking, well, did we ever cede sovereignty to our water resources? The treaty guarantees the protection of our taonga. But yet others seem to think that it's everybody's to be used as you like. We've got farming sector drawing from rivers that can't accommodate that. We've got the commodification of water in that very process. What are some of the issues that you think our predominantly, but not exclusively, Māori audience should be taking into this water discussion, which has been highlighted this week, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. And so therein lies one of the key problems, Dale, is that in the framing that's the dominant one in our water infrastructure, there's this idea of ownership and commodity and water is something that we can trade and sell, and rivers are places where we can dump our waste. If we flip that round and say, actually, Māori, the idea of ownership of water was absolutely a nonsense for us. You know, how could you own your tipuna? That's just nonsense. It made no sense at all. And so, I'm just thinking about, you know, Waitahu at the moment, you know, they've seen that the Crown's failed in its obligations to protect the waterway, so they're going to the courts to say, actually, we want some recourse here. We just want to exercise our rangatira. And it's not ownership. And I'm quoting Lisa Tumahai here, and she's saying that owning something means using it however you like, but rangatira tanga as a concept and a practice encompasses rights, responsibilities and obligations. And that includes the obligation to do what we can to stop the continued degradation of our freshwater. So, That idea that's been espoused by some, and I won't even mention it, that, you know, that Māori want to own and take and do all this stuff, is a complete nonsense. And so if we all viewed water as a taonga, which is what I'm proposing this morning, you know, then what might that offer for these cash-strapped councils and for this infrastructure that's decades old and failing in places? If we can just flip it around and say, hey, if we viewed our water like a taonga, what could that look like?
Well, we do. That's the way we think of it. I am the river. The river is me. But, I mean,
exactly.
Hey, a lot of the uri of the colonising process, who are now well-embedded, successful in business, right-wing thinkers, you say that water is a taonga and this is my tupuna, they would look, roll their eyes and say, oh, yeah, let's see if we can build another dam on it.
Exactly, and so my job this morning, Dale, and it could be a big challenge, or we'll see how it goes, is to say, actually, well, that's how we view water as a taonga, but the idea of water is something that we treasure, that we as in a taonga tuku iho, a treasure that's handed down through the generations. Well, I know plenty of our tauiwi colleagues and friends who completely buy into that. We're not asking them to believe that it's their ancestor as well, but we are asking them to treat it like it's a taonga. You know, when we think about something like stormwater, you know, the rain that falls on our roofs and it falls on our roads, we treat it like it's a poison, like it's an absolute nuisance. We're trying to get it off the roads and get it off the roof, and we're trying to get it away from us as quick as we can. That's not how you treat something like a taonga. If we could flip that round, and we are actually beginning to see it in places like Hobsonville Point and in Long Bay, where they say, actually, it's crazy for us to do that sort of infrastructure, because all it does is ruin the estuaries and ruin the places and the wetlands where those pipes take it to. Let's actually cherish it as a taonga. Let's get these beautiful filtration gardens. Let's increase the biodiversity. Let's put more plants in there as well. And heck, everyone wins when we treat our water like taonga. And it's not something that's completely alien. You know, there are things happening right now that are reflective of our water as taonga mindset.
The dairy sector is very complicit in the degradation of our water resource in this country, but because it's been at the core of our economic history, it appears to get away pretty much scot-free. What would you say of the pastoral community and the damage that it has caused over centuries?
Oh, look, there's no denying. The evidence is very clear that land use change and the clearing of native forests and the draining of wetlands and the conversion to pasture land had initial impacts, and then there's the ongoing impacts, in particular with intensification. And the evidence is very clear of the damage that's causing, and partly because we're not seeing the water as a taonga. If we can start everyone seeing it that way, it completely shifts the dial. And what we're also saying is, hey, team, we weren't responsible for decisions made 150 years ago, for decisions made 100 years ago. Maybe even some of us might be responsible for decisions made 20, 30 years ago. But what we can see unequivocally is that we're not learning from our mistakes. So what we do have control over is what decisions we make today and what decisions we make tomorrow. What is it the future that we want, recognising that the current system is causing immense degradation and it's failing our people? I mean, people died following the Havelock North E. coli issues with the water back in the early 2000s. You know, that's some serious stuff. You know, if you get your water treatment wrong, people die.
Dan, you're sounding a bit like a greenie here. Or as Minister Shane Jones describes environmental advocates or activists as blood-sucking vermin.
Well, I couldn't disagree more. I'm actually asking for a future for our mokopuna. What more would anyone want?
I'm with you. Good luck out there. You know, you're going to have a room of 200. How many do you think will warm to the idea that water is a taonga, that we do need to do more to protect it, or are there going to be some at the back, as I say, rolling their eyes in their three-piece suits with double-stitched lapels, thinking, oh, we're going to box on irrespective of a Māori viewpoint?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're expecting about 1,200 this morning for the session, which is the total enrolled folks at the conference. I have no doubt there will be people who fit the criteria that you described there, Dale. Yet I do have hope. Yesterday, Mayor Tim Cadigan from Central Otago went on record as saying, Ngāi Tahu are showing the most immense leadership. And he said, if they had been in charge since 1840, we would not be in this mess. So I'm actually... my chances of getting people to align with us are pretty high, because I think what it does is gives plenty of people out there something to hang their hat on. And I'm going to give it as a koha and say, take with this and use it as you see fit. It seems to align with what many of you are saying already. In fact, we also had the mayor from Central Hawke's Bay as well talking about the long-term relationships they have with iwi there and how they responded the most following those devastating floods. So actually, I don't think it's going to be as hard as you expect. And then, of course, there are some that whose minds I'll never change. I'm not interested in them. It's those folks who are willing to see sense and who are willing to think of a future that we all want, not just one that's about money. Because, you know, you can't eat money. It's not very nourishing.
Fair enough, too. Just finally, what about the colonisers, sons and daughters of, who tracked down that, this is all ours line? I mean, if Māori had been in control of the waterways since the start, we wouldn't have the degradation here. What could be some potential stance or stands from Māori to enforce our right to it as a taonga that was guaranteed us in the treaty. What could be some actions that we could take to remind people that we're not just going to be sitting by and watch the constant degradation of our taonga?
Yeah, so there's a couple of avenues I'm looking at, dear Dale. We've got the legal recourse, which is kind of going to the courts, which is what Ngāi Tahu are doing. You know, we've had some successes there in the past, and we'll see how that goes. What we've also discovered, though, to our dismay, is that, you know, in Wellington, there's a place where they write laws, and they're completely happy to rewrite laws and repeal things based on what courts and what judgments have been made. So that's an avenue that I think we need to keep exploring. But the other one is actually getting Aotearoa New Zealand aligned with the thinking and seeing them as part of the solution, so that when it comes time to making decisions, it should reflect what the people want and how they feel. And my sense is, the feeling in the room is that people see water as a taonga or something that they fully align with. And so then if the industry's pushing it, we will do things regardless. And if the councils are doing it, and are actually already doing it, and if our grassroots people, when we heard this amazing presentation from Hiritonga Hawke's Bay, Hiritonga Hastings, I think, talking about how they've completely flipped their wastewater model and they've made it a completely transparent system. People come in and check it out. The kiddies are loving it. They're talking about it. It's not a secret anymore. It's one of those things where for too long, council thought it was just, you know, boring and something that was just a cost to people. They flipped it around and the dividends are paying off already, because now people can see what happens. And the idea then that one might have to pay, not for water, no one pays for water in New Zealand, but we have to pay for the infrastructure to get the clean water to us and to get the wastewater away. And if people can see water, if you water as a taonga, then they're much more open to knowing that that has to come from somewhere, and whether it comes from a long-term loan from this new fund that the government's proposing, or whether it comes from people saying, actually, that's something we value, that's water, that's our taonga, we're happy to contribute a little more.
Might have to get Tamaiti to send Meridian and the like, say, an invoice. I'm sure he'd be up for it. Hey, good talking with you again, Dan. All the best with your presentation today, man.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Dale.
Thanks a lot. Thanks very much. Tuku Morgan is due to speak with us after our news.